Fine, let's say that. So here it is. Now you have, this is the Sikha, this is the Sikha of Parshas Shmini, right after Chof Ches Nisim was Thursday night. The Sikha of Chof Ches Nisim was Thursday night, and which everyone shook the whole of Anash. And then you have, this is on Shabbos, one day later, the Rebbe said, this is Sikha of Shabbos Parshas Shmini. Now, the first, here, the first quote, yeah, from lines 1 to 4, this is a quote which is quoted in many places. Why is this quoted? Who quotes it? People quote it. Those who say that the main emphasis that ever wanted us to do Torah mitzvahs, they quote this part. Why? For the Sikha after Chof Ches Nisim, Shabbat Shmini, where the Rebbe conclude the Sikha. This is the conclusion of the Sikha. The Rebbe says every Yid here, that's the words of the Rebbe, every Yid has to do what they can to, has a responsibility to add in the avodah to bring Mashiach to Kenu. Okay, how this avodah, how does it express itself? It's wonderful. What did the Rebbe tell us to do? He went back to the old manual. Do Torah mitzvahs. So that's what the Rebbe is saying. Okay, just to add to this, someone wrote to the Rebbe during this week, after the Sikha of Ches Nisim, after Shabbat Shmini, wrote to the Rebbe, what, there was so much confusion. So he asked the Rebbe, what does the Rebbe want us really to do? So the Rebbe told Leib Grona, the Rebbe showed him this Sikha, and they said, do this, what it says here, Torah mitzvahs, this is wonderful. So this is what it's quoted, okay? Remember, we'll soon start again. I just wait for some other people to come. We'll start everything again. Okay? So, there's a quote in this Sikha. Very good. It's amazing. So now, what is the usual response of those who are kochen zich moi Mashiach? They usually respond from the Sikha of the next week. What's the Sikha of the next week? Shabbos Pashat Azrim, etc. So there's a very amazing Sikha. Very powerful, and the Rebbe says you have to learn Gula and Yoni Gula Mashiach. That's what the Derech HaYishara to bring Mashiach, learning Gula Mashiach. So we see the main koch of the Rebbe is to learn Gula Mashiach. So you have now those who are bringing the quote of Shabbat Tashmini, where the Rebbe says do Torah mitzvahs, and you have those who are bringing the quote of Shabbat Pashat says Rebbe, where the Rebbe says Yoni Gula Mashiach. The Kvaldik, yeah. Right, this is what's going on.
But you brought that quote?
No, I didn't bring that, it's not an okay idea. Just, okay. Right. Now, I'm going to go through the Sikha of Parshas Shmini. And there's nothing else to say. I saw it in your eyes. It's this whole conversation has no basis to it. It has no basis to it at all. So we're going to start doing the Sikha of Parshas Shmini. That's it. We'll go through the Sikha, go back from what I was saying. Just to start up, remember, Chof Ches, what did I say, Chof Ches Nisim? I'm giving it over to you. Right? That's what I says?
Yeah.
That's fine. Wonderful. Now, here, you're going to see what is this, what is happening here in Parshas Shmini is. So let's just, we already went through this in the past. Huh?
The Shmini was the Shabbos before.
Right after Chof Ches Nisim. Chof Ches Nisim was Thursday night, the Sikha.
Right.
Shabbat Shmini is the Sikha right after that, right?
Okay.
When everyone's up. Okay, now. Let's go just back. Remember, we went through this before, and it's mentioned later on in the Sikha. The Rebbe had him coming from going on from Purim all the way, Chof Hayad actually. Toshinon Aleph. Going from Chof Hayad all the way till Chof Ches Nisim, the Rebbe was driving the point about Nifloyes. And the words, we had this all before. There's a quote later on from this Sikha. Also, the Rebbe is actually saying, despite the fact we are still in Golos, the Nifloyes which the Apes is showing supersedes the Nifloyes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, etc., etc. The words of the Rebbe very clearly. We went through this in the past already. The Rebbe says the Nifloyes Gdolos, which according to Chassidus, Nifloyes Gdolos is, belongs to Geula. In the Zman of Golos, we don't know what Flores Deilis is, because like the Maim Chazal, Ein Balanes Makeb Nisei. So Chizda says, when is going to see the Flores Deilis? That is going to be in Zman of Geula. So the Rebbe says very clearly, this is the opening words of the Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen. It's actually the opening word. The Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen goes like this. The Rebbe drives the point of Nifloid status and says it's even above that. The Rebbe goes, it's everything. It's the highest it could possibly be. There's nothing higher than it. That's it, more or less. There's nothing higher. Then the Rebbe said, especially that we are on this day, time of the week, and this time of the month, and this day, yeah, but the opening theme is all about these Nefloys, and then the Rebbe goes right into this thing, why hasn't Mashiach come? So what is the point, the basis, L'cheira, to the Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen? The basis is everything, but here where the Rebbe opens up the Sikh is, which is a long, whole long Hasbara, is about the Inner Nefloys. Now, fine. This Sikh here the Rebbe is mentioned in the Floyd, he doesn't discuss so much in the Floyd. He's explaining something which we've been speaking about all along, that Gedda of Guli is you bring it in Zman HaGolos. And this is what the whole discussion of Sikh of Pasuk Shmini, and this is the whole discussion. So I'm going to go through now and just show how the Sikh goes. So number one, I haven't brought this quote. The Sikh starts up with this. That the Rebbe explains Pasha Shmini. You know, Shmini goes on the Gula. You know, there's Shiv Semeh Hekif, then there's Shmini, which is above everything, which is Gula, refers to Gula, right? Shmini, seven, Shiv Semeh Hekif, Shmini is Gula. Right. So, from Sheva, you go over to Shmini. So now, you seven, there's two separate entities here. One is Sheva. Eight is another entity. So look, that would be the thing, saying, that you go, there's Golos, then that's Sheva, then you go to Gula, that's the Rebbe says in the Sikha, then you go to Gula, that is Shmini. So Golos and Gula are two separate entities, the same thing, eight and seven are two separate entities, because seven is seven, and eight is one number more, so it's a different entity. So Gula is a separate entity, a higher entity, Maile Menehekef, Shemerehekef, the different entity of than the seven, right? The Rebbe says, but there's another thing, which is Shmoina. Because this year we're reading Pasuk Shmini eight times, so Shmoina. What is Shmoina? Shmoina means there is not eight as a separate entity. You have eight figures here. That means you also have the seven. So the Rebbe explains, you can have Gula as a separate entity. You have Golos, one entity, and Gula is a separate entity. That's the way we know Golos and Gula in general is two separate entities, right? Two opposite entities. Here the Rebbe is saying we're having Gula as it includes Golos. That, so it's, okay. Bligvul, Gula as it includes Golos. The mind, Shemar Hakim, this is what the Rebbe starts. So the Rebbe is engaging, in other words, not telling us we're going to drop Golos and go to Gula, which the way it's normally understood. No, the Rebbe is engaging both, Golos and Gula. And this is very, okay, so we've already gone through all of this. So this is exactly, this is the whole beginning of the Sikha, and this is exactly the theme what the Rebbe is speaking about here. Now the Rebbe is going over to this whole thing which he, the Sikha of Chav Ches Nissen. So here the Rebbe is explaining everything. So here it starts, so this is from the 9th 5. So the Rebbe here says, the Maila of Gvura, Helen, Gula Shebegvura, okay, that in the Helem Vehester of Golos, we are going, in the Helem Vehester of Golos, we're having a Skalos of Gula. I mean, where, the Rebbe used the word Joseph Choshech Sisra, we're talking about the Abishah, Skalos of Lukus. Where is the Skalos of Lukus in the Choshech? Now, the Rebbe says, the union of Libela Puma Legali, but that's the Gula, the Ketha Gula. Where is it going to be in this Ketha? Where is it coming? Through Avedesenu, Maisenu, Avedesenu of Zman HaGolos. And the Rebbe says the words which we know, we all hear already, the Aleph, bringing the Aleph into Golos, actually creates Gula. Now let's just explain what's saying being said over here. The way it is. Let's have it. There's two. Okay. The way thing generally is, you learn Tanya. It says, Maseinu v'Daseinu bring the Gula. Yeah. what it, the simple pshat in Tanya is that we're doing the Ma'aseinu V'Adaseinu, and that has an effect on the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is going to bring the Gula. So, our Ma'aseinu is in the Golos, and that is affecting the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is bringing the Gula. So the Gula and the Golos are two separate entities. We're doing our Veda now, and the result, the indirect result, because it's going through the Ma'aseinu V'Adaseinu, is Gula. Okay? And that is the way the parsha is. Gula and Golos are two separate entities. There's no relationship between them. They're two complete opposites. Right? Golos is the biggest Helem, Gula is the biggest Giloy. Helem and Giloy is the opposite. So this Golos, we're doing our Veda, and it's with the Koyach Leibishter, having the Gula. The Rebbe in Ketesichat Chelech of Zayin, the Rebbe brings down this word in Tanya, and he says the Pshat in Tanya means not that we're doing our Veda, and that is going to result in Gula. No. In our Veda, we're bringing the Gula. Okay. We're bringing the Gula. Now, this is Chelech of Zayin. I think we went through. There's the Rebbe says, in the Golos, we're bringing the Gula. Yeah. To emphasize the fact, I want to make it just a bit clear. There's a Rambam, the very well known Rambam, the Rebbe makes a distinction. The Rebbe says very clearly, you're not allowed to confuse Golos with Gula. You know this Rambam, everyone knows it. He begins, you're not allowed to confuse Golos and Gula. Everyone knows the Rambam, Yamit Melech, with Rebbe. Negates the whole idea of saying it's a stroll, it's a gula, it's chal, it's a gula. He brings the Rambam. Okay, what did the Rebbe say? That he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says the tzol kapor, his cow cried, and the Arab said that was noilim mashiach and shal yisrael. So the Rebbe says, if you want to bring all the Mamorah Chazal to bring a proof that you gula can be before Mashiach comes, or before Yamid Melech, and before Mashiach Chazal, the whole process, you can already have gula. You want to bring Mamorah Chazal. You have Maimon Chazal, which says right after the Churban, the cow cried, and that was known as Mashiach and Yisrael. So you can say the Gula is right then. And he says, if that's the Gula you're waiting for, then that's not Gula. I mean, because so if you want to say Gula, you want to bring Maimon Chazal, you can say right in the beginning, the Gula was right to start very beginning of Golos. So the Rebbe says, Gula, the definition of Gula is very clear in the Rambam. You have to have Melech, a Mashiach, and it's going to be Kayf the Yidn to Torah, Mitzvah, etc. Go through all the stages till he comes to the Gula. So that without that, there's no Gula. So that's a very clear distinction. And the Rebbe, the same Maimon Chazal about Tzorka Petzorosei, where the Rebbe writes that you're going to call Gula. The Rebbe said Tzorka Petzorosei, that you're going to call Gula. When that was right in the beginning of the Gula, that you're going to call Gula. The same Maimon Chazal the Rebbe takes in Kutasichas Chelek Chavtes. And he brings a Maimon Chazal and explains this, what the Alter Rebbe is saying. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're bringing the Gula in this world. Okay? So that's one thing. Then the same Mahalach, you have the Sikh of Shabbos HaGadol, where the Rebbe explains, this is all things which you went through. The Rebbe says, explains very clearly, there's two things, Golos and Gula, two separate entities. Golos is Helem and Gula is Gila. Helem and Gila is opposite, right? Black and white is opposite. Helem and Gila is opposite. When is Helem and Gila opposite? When you're talking about us. When the Torah is addressing our Veda, then there's two addressing us. There's two things, there's Helem and Gila, Golos and Gula. Mitzad and Eibishten, there is no difference. Whatever he chooses, the Eibishter, there's no difference at all. So therefore the Rebbe says, the Gula, the way the Gula is going to come, now this is what the Rebbe explains very clearly, and that's what's brought out in the Sikha. The Gula always could be understood as something going to happen, the same idea which is saying over here, you have Golos is finishing, then you start Gula, which that what makes logical sense, because Gula is Helem, Golos is Helem, Gula is Gilui, so you have to, the moment you have Gilui, it's not Helem, so you can't have Golos and Gula together. The moment you finish Golos, that's when Gula comes, or the opposite. The moment you finish, the Gula comes, there's no more Golos. The Rebbe says over there, that is not the way it's going to work now. The way it's going to work is we are connecting ourselves with the Eibishter who's above Golos and above Gula. So therefore now, in Zman HaGolos, we are going to identify with Gula. What do they mean we're going to...
It's a new thing, or it's a... In other words, it's a new... It wasn't... This is not an union that was brought out before. It was not the Rambam never says it, Chazal never say it. It's
I've answered your question. Fine. I actually speak to them. They've been here many times. We've gone through it, but I want to answer it. It's very good. I'll let me explain very quickly. No, it's not a new thing. It's mentioned everywhere. You have a Maim Chazal. Anytime you're doing a mitzvah, you are connected with Cheres. It's not a new thing at all. There's nothing new in what the Rebbe said. The only thing what the Rebbe did is he connected it to us. Once upon a time, we should want to have it later. We're having it later in the Sikh, in the words of the Sikh itself. Once upon a time, you may have known when you're learning doing Torah mitzvahs, you're connected to Cheres. You couldn't live with Cheres. You were living in Golos. You could spiritually, in your mind, in your mood, you could put yourself to Cheres. But you were locked up in a ghetto and you faced different Zeres. So you say Begashmis, you were Becheres, is something which was not feasible. Nowadays, the Rebbe is saying, whatever you heard in the past is true also Begashmis. That means, when you learn, once upon a time you learn Torah, you aspire to feel spiritual Cheres. Now, with your Torah mitzvahs, you should aspire to have Gashmis to Becheres. Meaning, what does it mean, Poshuk HaPshutei? The Rebbe is telling you, do Torah mitzvahs with bitachon besimcha, and you will have a better life. A better life, you don't do anything with gula. That what gula is about, is going to have a better life, going to be able to keep Torah and mitzvahs on a very simple level. That's what gula is. The Rebbe is telling you, we can implement that in our lives till we bring about the whole gula. So basically, no, it's not nothing new. It's just the Rebbe is saying it's shy to us. So now, the fact that it's shy to us. So this we've gone through all of this. The Rebbe is saying shy to us. What does it mean? We're still in Golos. And the Rebbe is saying the reality is, and this is the reality which we all know today, by doing Torah mitzvahs, we can have a better life. And the Rebbe is telling us to identify, instead of telling ourselves we can have a little bit of a better life. No, the Rebbe is telling you can have a full better life till you bring the whole Gula. This is the better life we can have today. So now, how come that this is the situation today that we can connect to Gula Posha Begashmis while being in Golos, is because we're connecting to the Eibishter, which is above Golos and Gula. And this is which we've gone through a lot of times, that the way Bechlal, the way we learn about Elokus, we learn Helem and Elokus is two separate entities, two opposite entities. Golos and Gula, two opposite entities. Entities, Helem and Elokus is two opposite entities. And the Rebbe came and told us, Helem was created by the Eibishter, Gilu was created by the Eibishter, therefore they are opposite for us, but they're not opposite by the Eibishter. And today the Eibishter is showing us how they're not opposite, that we, while in Golos, can create a Gula situation in our lives, till we'll bring about the whole Gula. So, but Revival came, it says it's it. So that, but it was not translated on a physical level, because once upon a time, you couldn't translate it on a physical level. You're going to tell a person, Hezekiah, you're a Veda, Tere Mitzvah, what is your Veda? You're meant to make your life Barchav Begashmis. Once upon a time, for a person, he's a Veda, Tere Mitzvah, to make his life Barchav Begashmis would be a Grubber Jung, because at that time, to have a Barchav Begashmis was not within the normal expectation, it was not your Veda. You could take God. Today, the Rebbe is telling us, Torah mitzvahs brings berchava, and in order to do Torah mitzvahs better, you have to have berchava. So today, yes, this is our avodah. Okay, the seder. So now it's coming back to this sicha. So here, the Rebbe says it very clear. Here, the word of the Rebbe is that the gula is the achnot. You bring the aleph of the aleph. These old words we've all heard of the Rebbe tens of times. You bring the word the aleph into golus. That is all based on the Rebbe's thing that the Tanya says your Maisa and Avodah is going to bring the Gula. Does not mean you are going to do the Maisa and that will result in the Gula. No, in your Maisa you actually bring in the Gula. And the Rebbe wants you to identify with that. Begashmis, you will see the improvement to your life and that will lead you till you bring actually the whole Gula. So now this is one paragraph, okay? Now let's go over right now to number 12. And here they have, the Rebbe is explaining it. More here, the Rebbe says very clearly. He's responding to Anash, telling him, "We are even though we're in Hester Golos, we are in Hester Golos. Nevertheless, we pocket Mishavecha, where the Abish is going to visit us to be Goyolas. Where is it going to be? When we're not on Shulchan Novi, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we're not in Yerushalayim, we're daf the in Golus, and that's where the epochah is going to be. So this idea was also developed when the Rebbe said about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Shalamayla is going to be in Chatzik Dora Tachan, etc., etc. So all of this is telling us the revelation of identifying with Gula. Don't imagine Gula as something that's going to get revealed to you in Eretz Yisrael. If you do that, well, okay, you can, I mean, really, the Gula B'Poil is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. But your identification with the Gula has to be here. If you want to bring the Gula, you have to identify that the revelation of Gula Milmaila is here while we're here, right? So this is what Rebbe says here. Remember very clearly, he's telling us very clearly, not in Eretz Yisrael, it's here. Which Rebbe says also later on about the Chatzik Gedolah Tachan, okay, in other circles in Chof Ches Sivan, it's here. Okay, it's very, very clear. We're talking about the Gula Milmaila. We're not talking about having Gula Lamata. The Gula Milmaila is, means, the Koyach of the Gula, the ability to bring the Gula, is here. We identify with it while we're here. By identifying with it while we're here, we, in our avodah, bring a bada, we'll be able to bring, go to Eretz Yisrael. But, okay, just, we'll continue. The Gula here, the revelation of Gula Milmaila, is Yipokit Mishavecha, V'nifkadot Hamin. Where is the Nifkadot? In your pocket, in Golos. That's when it got it is, okay? Which is all, okay, we're going to have this thing, the same idea going to repeat itself later, so we shouldn't discuss, let's just continue. Now, the next part, in line 16, on page number 2, the Rebbe goes, says, now, based on this, what the Rebbe said just in the previous paragraph, it's all one thing in the sikha there. It's all Eishu Zalas. That the Gulem and Miley is while we're here, the Rebbe says, therefore, through our avodah, we bring the Gula. You see the emphasis here, the Rebbe says, we bring the Gula? The regular lotion about Gula is not we're going to bring the Gula. The lotion about Gula is either Hashem will bring the Gula, Mashiach will bring the Gula, and we'll be Zoicha to the Gula. We don't use the words, we bring the Gula. When the Rebbe wants to bring a Maim Chazal, a Yisod, Rebbe wants to bring a Yisod from Chazal, that we are going to bring the Gula, where did the Rebbe bring it from? The Rebbe brings it from, it says, L'Hovili Yimayis HaMashiach. It's a Mishnah which is talking about talking about something else completely. Rebbe Levik said, Pshat in the Mishnah means that we in the Golas can bring the Gula. And based on that, the Rebbe now telling us we should bring the Gula. So the Rebbe is giving us our void of bringing the Gula. This is exactly what the Rebbe says in Chof Ches 7. I have done everything, now I'm giving it over to you. Just at a side point, just to make it clear. The get of, we went through all of this, but let's just mention again. The get of Mashiach is not that he, Moshe Rabbeinu did Torah, gave the Torah to Eden. He made many things for the Eden. The gather of the Gula of Mashiach, the virtue of Mashiach over Moshe is that Mashiach is going to get Eden to do it. That's a posh halacha in Rambam. Yamid Melech, he's going to get Eden to observe Torah mitzvahs. He's going to get Eden to go to war. He is going to the chiddush of Melech Mashiach, because that's Shleimus Aveda, that not Lamaila or Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do everything for us. The whole Nakud of Mashiach is like the Rambam says, Shleimus Kima Tera Mitzvahs, that we will be bringing, we will do everything. Who is going to be the one who's going to lead us and give us the wisdom and understanding and enlightenment, etc., etc., and the guidance to do the whole thing? That's going to be Mashiach. That's the post of Pshat and Rambam. Mashiach is and manhig, that he affects us, not coming mamayla. Those are the gather from. So now, here the Rebbe is saying, we bring the Gula. They emphasize the void is bringing the Gula. Because the Rebbe said, the Chof Ches Sivan, I'm giving it over to you. Right? Fine, now let's go. And the Rebbe says, clearly, we're in Zman HaGolos, with the limitations of Golos, and we have to bring the Gula. Now, the next paragraph, this is the paragraph which is answer to your question. The Rebbe says, L'cheira, everything the Rebbe said till now, it was, you could say, is all was true. I mean, let's take that back. Then we're going to the next paragraph. The Rebbe says, as Allah has come, now this we went through many times. The Rebbe, whenever he says about the unique, okay, let's see, I'm going to just say what the Rebbe is saying first. Lachas kama kama, that when add today, when we've gone through all the oini, all the oppression which we had to have in the past, we're ready yoitza with all. We had enough oppression. We went through it all, and now we have our chava begashmias. We can keep Torah. Therefore, this idea of our Maaseinu or the saying to bring the Gula is applicable to us today. In other words, what the Rebbe is saying is the idea of Maaseinu or the saying should bring the Gula, the Cheira, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. Even though we said before that the way Tanya was normally understood isn't that the Maaseinu or the Seinu is greater than the Eibishter should bring the Gula. That's the Cheira, the Posh of Pshat in Tanya. The Rebbe nevertheless tells us, no, the Pshat in Tanya is that our Maisim, our Veda, through our Maisim, we bring the Gula in Zman HaGolus. That's what the Rebbe says in the Kudasiches, Chedek of Tes, and etc. So now the Rebbe is saying, even though Lechede, this is based what it says in Tanya, nevertheless it's applicable today. Why? Because today we have the push, the God's mystic ability, with no one disturbing us, no one holding us back from keeping Torah mitzvahs. So now,
So why isn't this
Yischa Tegula? No, it's not. Why should it be Yischa
Tegula? No. Well, because it's talking about a period when you're already free from Yeshiva
Degoyim. Very good. So let's see. We don't have it here. So we've gone through all of that in the past already. The thing goes like this. As long as Yidden, as long as it's not happening, it's not done through. Let's take the Rambam. Mashiach comes, he rallies Klal Yisrael, and he gets them to keep Torah mitzvahs. He rallies Klal Yisrael, and they go to war. The fact that you can have Gula here, the situation has changed. You have the ability to keep Torah mitzvahs, everything what the Rebbe said. As long as these conditions have not been met, Yidden are not doing what they have the ability to do, that's no Gula, it's Golus. The fact is, Gula, this is something we went through. We've gone through in the very last in the past. Gula, and if you have the Gula Mamaila, it's not a Gula al pi alocha as long as it's not implemented. So the Rebbe is telling us, realize that the ability is there. When you will realize, you will start implementing. When we will implement it, that will be a Gula. The Rebbe will tell you now it's Gula, it was implemented. That means, okay, at that point you're going to see things moving very fast. The Rebbe is telling us, the ability is here, realize. When you identify with ability, when you're here in Golos, you identify with ability, you bring out your potential to actually start acting according to an Hoga of Gula, in observance, Torah mitzvahs, getting others to do, rally Klal Yisrael, to realize that now there's full opportunity, Bosh HaBegashmis, it's worthwhile to do Torah mitzvahs for the Gashmistic benefit. Get Yidden to realize it. Let's realize it ourselves. Today, everything we can accomplish through our observance of Torah mitzvahs. We can do it, we can have it all. We realize it, we'll see how true it is to ourselves, we'll get everyone to realize that point when everyone starts doing Torah mitzvahs, etc., etc., etc. And we'll, part of that, it's part of that is we're going to be telling the goyim also going to, we go. This realization is going to go over to the goyim that look, they didn't have look. His life is going so well with them. We need Yidden for our own benefit. So the goyim are also going to start respecting Yidden. This is all going to start happening. Then we'll have the ability to be in the base of Migdosh. Okay, so then Mashiach will be there. I can't go into we can't go into the whole thing now. We've gone through all of this in the past. If you just put it in a few words, the Nekuda of the Rebbe is. That the Rebbe is telling us today, Alpiteva Oilam, there's nothing in the world which contradicts Torah and mitzvahs. So therefore, anything the Torah promises about Zman HaGula, the biggest nisim, this is the idea of all the things the Rebbe spoke about in the Rasha, which is all in the Sikha. Before Chof Kesnis, the Rebbe is talking about Rasha and the Mechemes and the Persian Gulf War, all the nisim, with the idea the Rebbe is bringing out that today there's nothing in the world which is. Will not identify with the Torah, and we are still in this thinking that there's Torah, there's so much Torah we can observe, that we can do more. The Rebbe is telling us, no, everything of the Torah can be now realized by Gashmis. So, here's amazing. The example we had in the past, the Rebbe used to give us a scenario about In one moment you're going to find yourself in Kiddush Hakodeshim, right? Does that make logical sense today? Maybe one day in the future that can make logical sense. That makes logical sense today that we should be in the Kiddush Hakodeshim. The point that Rebbe is saying is it does make logical sense. The moment that will happen, we will realize how we were not alert to what's going on around us. Anything of Gula today makes sense. When that will happen, we'll realize in the past how we were not alert to the reality of life the way it is. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying that realize it is all possible today. And with the realization, your observance of Torah Mitzvah is going to increase accordingly till you bring about the full Gula. Okay, I hope that will be enough for a while. Yeah, okay, for the moment.
I'm getting the idea.
Okay, because the thing is, we've gone through all of this in the past. We've gone through, So now let's go to. No, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. I'm happy you're listening. So you know, every person who comes here is a treasure because it doesn't go so easy. Okay? So no, it's important. No, I appreciate it. Let's carry on. So now let's go to number 21. This is the point we want to get to here. Now the Rebbe says here, therefore, based on what the Rebbe is saying here, there's going to be two. Because we the Rebbe is explaining the virtue of Golus, that when you create Gula, you create it in Golus. Therefore, there's going to be in Zmana Gula, there's going to be two virtues, Gula and Golus. Now, I want to hear these words. Now, we've gone through it again many times. The Rebbe is talking about two virtues here of Golus and Gula, right? There is no two virtues of Golus and Gula. There is one virtue, Gula. What is Golus? It's not a virtue. It's a chesaron. Golus is a chesaron. Or you have Helem and Gilui. Gilui is a virtue. Helem is a chesaron. It's not a virtue. It's a tragedy. Golus is a tragedy. Helem is a tragedy. The same thing is Eskapia and Eshapcha. That's the best thing. Let's use this. Eskapia and Eshapcha. Now, when do you do Eskapia? When you have a position from within yourself or from the outside, you have to do Eskapia to overcome the opposition. When you have Eshapcha, what's Eshapcha? Everything's going accordingly. That's when you have Eshapcha, that's Eshapcha, right? When everything's going accordingly. So now, in Zman of Gula, usually the way it's understood, Eskapia, which is true, Eskapia is in the time of Golus, because there's opposition. Eshapcha is in the time of Gula. Now, the question is, when you have Eshapcha, that means everything is going according to Torah Mitzvah, and now all I have to do is just continue to grow. There's nothing there standing against me. Is there any reason I should have Eskapia then? If everything is going according to the Eishes is rotten, why do you need Eskapia? I just have to continue to grow. I say Torah, you're continuing doing good. So this is the vod that Rebbe says it here. There's two virtues. There's a mila, the virtue of Eskapia, and it's the virtue of Eshapcha. And therefore, when you have Eshapcha, when you have the Gula, and there's going to be Eshapcha, pure Eshapcha, there is still going to be Eskapia. So now, this Nekuda of having Golus, the virtue of Golus in Zmana Gula, is again something that Rebbe introduced us. It's all following the same thing. That the Helem is considered a chesaron. The moment you have Gilui, the Helem disappears. No, when it's dark, the situation is not easy. The moment light comes in, then the dark has no use. Darkness disappears. The moment you have Eshapcha, Eshapcha disappears. The moment you have Gula, Golus disappears. This is the way it normally is. So the Rebbe said no, that there is a mile in the Helem. Why? It's following the same thing. The same thinking. Just like we said, there's the Aleph, which comes into Golus, which makes Gula. Why? Because the Aleph is the Eibishter, and for the Eibishter, Golus and Gula is just two things he chose to create. The same thing, Helem and Gilui, darkness and light, are two things the Eibishter created. So therefore, if this is something the Eibishter created, it never goes away. Golus never goes away. We're not going to go into the details how. We've gone through all of this in the past. But even when the Gula is going to come, there's still going to be a virtue of Golus. And which that is the Inyan, having the footnote here, the Maimah of it makes sense, because something, here the Maimah Rebbe goes very clearly. I'll just make you quick what it says in the Maimah. The Friedrich Rebbe says, why are you going to be having Schiris Yitzis and Shrine Lost Lobby? Why are you going to have Schiris Yitzis and Shrine Lost Lobby? You're having the Gula, what do you need to mention about Yitzis and Shrine? So Friedrich Rebbe says, because Yitzis and Shrine brought about the Gula. That means, from Yitzis and Shrine, we continually escalating in our Yetzirah of Mitzrayim, till that will bring, till we come to the Gula Mitzvah Shleima. So therefore, the cause of the Gula Mitzvah Shleima is Yetzirah Mitzrayim, the void of Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Therefore, we're going to be mentioning Yetzirah Mitzrayim also in Zman HaGula, because Yetzirah Mitzrayim brought the Gula. The Rebbe says the words, says this is the Maimah here, and the Rebbe says everything, explains it, it just adds. It's not only a memory of the past, a cause, it's an actual avoider because it caused the geula. Therefore, it's going to be avoider in Zman HaGula. That means you're going to have two avoiders. The avoider of Golus never disappears. The avoider of Iskafi, the virtue of Golus, not saying, not without the, without the problems of the Golus. The virtue of Golus never disappears. So therefore, oh, now, see, this is what the Rebbe says right over here. And the Rebbe says the same thing. Okay, before we go there. So just like by Zman HaGula, we're going to have both virtues. We're going to have the virtue of Golus and the virtue of Gula. In the same way, in Zman HaGulus, now, we have already the Shaykhus. We already have the Gula. What is... We have the Gula, then what's missing? That we have to identify to make the Gula B'Poel. So just to add one point over here, which we already went through many times, when the Rebbe says we have Gula in Zman HaGulus, in actually what the Rebbe is saying is, which we have, we went through all of this, the Rebbe says Gula happened before Matan, it was there before the Abish created the world. The Rebbe, and so let's not go into it. It's not, it's just now we can connect with it. In other words, the Rebbe saying here, Mitzad and Abish, there's two entities, Golos and Gula, Mitzad and Abish, they're both there. Now, once upon a time, we only discussed Golos and Gula. Now the Rebbe is telling us, we have to realize that the Abish is above both, and we should realize the Gula was always there, but now we couldn't connect to it, and now we can connect to it. Now we're going to connect to it. We will make an actual Gula by connecting to it. Okay, let's carry on here. Now here the Rebbe goes in Oisud Beis, which this is about the actual avoider of bringing the Gula. Now the Rebbe says, now here the Rebbe is saying, here we're talking about bringing the Gula. I wanted to see this. The Rebbe says, here Yid Kentayner, that he is limited. He has, you know, he's occupied with his things, eating, drinking, etc., etc. So going over to page 3, he doesn't even have the koyach to do the smallest thing. To add another thing, what did Rebbe want to say? What? Bring the Gula? I don't even have room to add in my Noah Dua. I'm taken already. I don't have room to add anything. So how do you want me to bring the Gula? Yeah, I don't even have room to do the smallest thing. I don't have, this on line 27, I don't have room even to do the smallest thing. So now, this is just, by the way, I just want to understand, these are the words of the Rebbe, but I want to understand this is realistically what is actually happening. Here the Rebbe speaks about the Sikh of Chofetz Chaim, says, you bring the Gula. What is our reaction? What do we think? I mean, go tell her, you take it now today, to yourself, to everyone. Bring the Gula. Any Yid is going to tell you, I don't even have time to take care of my job properly. And you want me to now to bring the Gula, how? Start learning about Gula. I don't have room for it. So the Rebbe is addressing a practical issue. So what did the Rebbe answer? If it goes on 29, 20, 30, the Rebbe, because the fact that Gula is dependent on us, and the Rebbe explained that we literally going to bring the Gula. Therefore, the Rebbe continues in line 31, that we, therefore, oh, 930, that the fact the Abish said it, in fact, is dependent on our Veda, is a raya that we have the ability to do it. There's a mistake, a printing mistake in the beginning of the line here, but we, Rebbe, saying the fact that the Abish has told us the Gula comes from our Veda, therefore, the raya that we have the ability to do it. And Dafka, in our situation of Golas, where we're restricted, we're Helam Hester, that is where we have the ability. And here the Rebbe continues, because, and in the phrase of the Shamash Eskeni, because, something, we all have the courage to do it. And not only, now let's go here, it's highlighted on line 35, here, not only to do it as a support to someone else. What do I mean by support to someone else? When does support mean someone else? So I imagine that the Rebbe is saying that he's talking about someone who we all consider to have the ability of bringing the Gula. I guess. I mean, when it's not to support someone else, what does it mean? Not to support you? Or you shouldn't support me? I don't think that you really rely on me on bringing the gula. And I don't really... So, the Rebbe is telling us not to support someone, anybody else. Okay, he means anybody. But I guess he means someone who we all relying on to bring the gula. Who is that?
Him.
Melech Mashiach.
No, yeah.
Wonderful, yeah? Him, Melech Mashiach, no problem. They used to... Okay, anyone. So, the Rebbe says, don't rely on anybody else. Anybody else, especially someone, I guess, the Rebbe means, especially the one who we are all seemingly relying upon. The Rebbe says, don't rely on him. We can do it, the Shlemus. And the Rebbe says, because we're partners with the Eibishter.
That's so now, the Parshas
Shmini?
Huh? That's the one.
What?
The
whole Parshas Shmini. Everything is Parshas Shmini. It's everything there. Okay? So that you remember. So we're talking about where the Rebbe's kochen zich about gula. If it's Parshas Tzidus, Riyah, Metzori, Parshas Shmini, garnish. It depends how you read it.
Mm.
Okay? You're saying them. Fine. Now, the Rebbe says Shutz. I just want to explain the word Shutz. We're a partner. What's going on with Shutz? The way it is, there's two ways. Our association with the Eibishter is on two levels, either as slaves or as sons, a bonim. Sittus explains both of these and the amazing qualities in each one, slaves and sons, right? Kabonim, kavodim, right? There is, why? Because this is a psukim. How are we addressed in the Torah as slaves and sons? And this is what Sittus explains. The RFU Maimari Chazal, which are not really describing Yidden, but they're describing particular situations of a Yid. Someone who says Vayichulu, someone who's a Don Dinam Islamito, and the Gemara says that he is a partner with Eibishter. Okay. In the Rebbe in Topshin, I think it's Topshin Amud Beis, took this idea of partner with Eibishter and open a new world. What did he say? When you say someone's a son or a slave to the Eibishter, who is the main player in this relationship? The father or the master. And we're secondary, we're the son and we're the slave, right? When you say partners, which is the Rebbe says equal partners to the Eibishter, what are we saying? That we are equal to the Eibishter. The Rebbe explains that if you have it, just to put it in the words of the Sikha quoted here in Chof Ches Sivan, that we are partners, so in order to bring the Gula, when we're slaves and we're sons of the Eibishter, so we do what our father wants. We do what our master wants. So he gives us a reward, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gives us a Gula. When we are partners with the Eibishter, who brings the Gula? Both of us. So therefore, it's in our ability, the Rebbe is saying. And here the vote of the Rebbe is, which is emphasized more in the Sikha quoted below, the Eibishter has done it all, and he needs us to start moving to do our share, which is the Rebbe said before, that from Maila, everything is already done. We have the opportunity. We're not identifying with the opportunity, and we're not, therefore, we are where we are. Okay? So the Rebbe is telling us, and the Rebbe says, okay, this is, now let's go over to line 42, I don't know how much we can go on this. So just, line 42 goes to the miracles. Let's just throw one or two points about the miracles. The way it works, just to get it clear, which we went through all of this, there is Teva, and just like we said, Golos and Gula are two opposites, Hel and Gila are two opposites, right? The same thing, Nes and Teva are opposites. Now you all know, you have Nis and Gluim, and this is Mulubashim and Teva, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You all know about it, right? Okay. What the Nes Mulubash Teva? The Nes Mulubash Teva means that it's not completely Teva and it's not completely Nes. What does it mean? When a Nes Goli, Chris Yamtsev, a Nes Goli, or the Nadus Hanukkah lit for 8 days, is a Nes Goli. It was not Api Teva. No Teva that. A Nes Goli. When you have a Nes Mulubash Teva, like Purim, the Nes is compromised upon. It's not a complete Nes. The Teva is functioning together with the Nes. So why is it it's not a complete Nes? It's not the full Nes, the full revelation of the Nes. Why is it not the full revelation of the Nes? Because Nes and Teva is opposite. Black and white is opposite. Lightness and darkness is opposite. The lighter it is, the less darkness it is. The darker it is, the less light it is. The more Teva, the less Nes. They don't go together. So even though you have the discussion about Nisim Gluim and Nisim Lubavshim Teva, when we say Nisim Lubavshim Teva, the Nes is compromised upon. Nevertheless, this explains that even a nes melubis b'teva, even though the nes is compromised upon, in shaylish inyan, has a certain virtue that is not negayah here. The pasuk adova is a nes and teva opposite. When you say nes melubis b'teva means the nes is compromised on teva. The Rebbe explains about Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be Nes and Teva. That is something which is not, you may have heard the words Nes and Teva, we hear it so many times, so when you see, when we hear it from the Rebbe, then Mashiach is coming, you have Nes and Teva, it's a Rambam. The Rebbe explains the two tkufas, there's going to be one tkufa of Teva, then the second tkufa of Nisim, and the Rebbe says this second tkufa of Nisim is going to be Nisim with Teva. When the Rebbe said these words are going to be Nes with Teva, is not like the Nes of Purim, not like the Nes of Hanukkah, where the Nes was compromised upon. The point of the Rebbe saying is, there's going to have the fullest functioning of Teva, and the fullest functioning of Nes, and they're not going to be contradicting each other. Like saying, it's full black and full white, without contradiction. That is what the idea of Nes and Teva is. And, just why I'm bringing it here, because the Rebbe actually says it here, the Rebbe is saying you would have a full Nes and a full Teva. You would see the Koyach of Abish in each one, the Goli. And this is all related to the whole thing we're saying about Golos and Kulot both working together. And so I just want to show this is the whole thing with the Rebbe is constantly repeating. When you're talking about the Niflois of Niflois Gdolos, is something the Rebbe is saying constantly. So you have it here right in this paragraph. You're going to see the Koyach of Abish in Teva, and you're going to see the Koyach of Abish in Nes, in Niflois, which is, okay, there's a very powerful, the Shainasip, but not going to it. We go now, just go over to page number 4, because it's late and some people are tired. So, here, you have, the Rebbe says now, this is a point I want to show you, number 4. With everything the Rebbe is saying here, in other words, the Rebbe is saying this Sikha here, then the Sikha in the past, the Rebbe said, the Nisim we have today, with the person, with the Gulf War, and with Russia letting out the Eden, is greater than Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He said it, and the Rebbe made it clear. It's asking some more. There's no high revelation in this. Nevertheless, I just want to show you here. I have it highlighted here. The end of 46. The Rebbe is saying we are still in Golos. In a certain aspect, this Nisim supersedes everything. It's not in the fullest sense because we're still in Golos. Why is it not in the fullest sense? It's very clearly. Because as long as Yidden don't identify in their avoda of Torah mitzvahs with all of this, we're still in Golos. And as long as we're Golos, naturally, there's not the fullest revelation of all these nisim.
So but you're saying that all Yidden have to be Torah observant, you're saying, before they go the Geula?
So there wouldn't be, I don't see, Torah observant can be understood in different levels. What it means, Torah observant means I do my what I think is right. Doesn't mean we have to get every year to go to yeshiva. It would mean, the Rebbe is talking about practically speaking, Yidden should realize that on their level they should keep Torah mitzvahs. Now I don't remember, this is spelled out very clearly. I don't remember when, but I think it's right in the Sikha going on before. It's not here in this Sikha, so I think it's mentioned in the Sikha even of Chof Chavov Nissen, 2 days before Chof Es Nissen, where the Rebbe actually says, That is not telling us to do what is not within our reach. We should do what is within our reach with the awareness that we can grow to no end, and they should do what is in their reach. So no one has to be anyone else. They have to be exactly who they are. Just identify with the opportunity which they have, and when you identify with the opportunity, you're automatically going to go along with it. You're going to start growing with it, right? Once you know that you have the ability, you're going to start growing. Fine. Okay, this is what I just want to point out here about Golos. Okay, now, let's just finish here. Now let's go back to the paragraph which is being quoted that Rebbe says that you should do Torah mitzvahs. So now let's read it. Here's the whole paragraph, what it is. After the Rebbe explains, now this is a long sikha, the Rebbe strongly elaborates the whole fact that we in Zman HaGolos can bring the Gula. Now the Rebbe says, now that it is concluding, but Pashtus, what do they mean by Pashtus? That everyone has a responsibility, I highlighted the word, to bring Mashiach. Remember, bringing Mashiach is not the term which is usually used. Bringing Mashiach, the term is to be zoich to Mashiach, because we cannot bring Mashiach. It's the Abish's choice, Mashiach is going to bring himself. We cannot bring anything in Zman HaGolos. Here the Rebbe is using this term of bring, which doesn't really, is not shy to the void of Zman HaGolos. The Rambam says you have to be Mechake, Metzape. You have to believe Mechake. You don't say you have to bring him. Because that's not, you can, it's not the void of Yidden Zman HaGolos to bring him, right? We can do Tshuva, you do Tshuva. That's when Hashem sends Mashiach. The only time you can bring anything is in Zman HaGolos, your Teirah Mitzvah bring this Galus of Gula. In Zman HaGula. The Zman HaGula, your Teirah Mitzvah bring this Galus of the Gula of a pearl. In Zman HaGolos, it's not possible. Now we're in Zman HaGolos. The Rebbe is saying the revelation of the Gula is already here. You implementing your Teirah Mitzvah and you will be bringing the Gula. You bring Mashiach to Cana. Okay, right. Now, let's just on the word bring. But anyway, the Rebbe says Bapashtas, he's applying to everything he said. What are the Bapashtas? That everyone has a responsibility to bring the Mashiach. The Rebbe repeats it, don't rely on anyone else. It's everybody, right? And there the Rebbe says, do your Torah mitzvahs. Okay, so what's the Rebbe saying here? That we in Zman HaGolos, with our Torah mitzvahs of Zman HaGolos, remember, we're not going away from here. We're sitting here, we're doing it. We're just doing it with an awareness that we have the ability to grow in our observance of Torah mitzvahs to an extent of Gula, and with this we'll be bringing the Gula. What is necessary? Just realize that we have the ability to bring the Gula. If you think that Gula is a different entity of our Torah mitzvahs now, the Rebbe says Torah mitzvahs, that's not Gula. But when the Rebbe is telling you that Gula is actually now in our Vedas, Zman HaGolos, when the Rebbe is telling you now how to bring the Gula, he tells you, Torah mitzvahs. What is the question the Rebbe is? How to bring it? The Rebbe is, how to bring the Gula? Through your Torah mitzvahs, Zman HaGolos. So this is, I think it's very, very powerful about, it's all about Mashiach. It's not just going back, it's not in any way a retraction from the Sikh of Chofetz Nissen. The Rebbe is just, it's just explaining, bringing out very clearly what he was speaking about in Chofetz Nissen. How to bring the Gula, right?
If we could bring the Gula, we're in Zman HaGula, no?
The word is not like that. The truth is, in normal thinking, it is. When can you bring the Gula? That's it. The simple Pshat and Rambam, you can only bring the Gula when you're in Zman HaGula, right? So just by the way, the Rebbe doesn't say we are in Zman HaGula. So leave that. Let's even leave that out. Going to the Rambam, when you have Mashiach, and that time you didn't have the ability to bring the Gula, because they're following Mashiach, with that they're bringing the Gula. What the Rebbe is telling us is that the Rebbe has taken everything of Gula. The Rebbe is saying you have the ability to bring the Gula. As long as you don't do it, it's not Gula. The Rambam does not discuss a scenario when you have the ability to do the Gula and you don't bring it. That scenario is not discussed anywhere. Okay? The best words. The Rambam says the situation where you can't bring the Gula and there's the situation where you can bring the Gula. Two situations. Zman HaGolos, you cannot bring the Gula. You just do Tshuva and Hashem will send Mashiach to bring the Gula. In Zman HaGula, you can bring the Gula. Right? That's the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't engage a scenario when you can bring the Gula and you're not going to bring it. Why? A moment I can't bring the Gula, who's not going to bring it? Everybody's going to bring it. The Rambam doesn't engage such an idea. The Rebbe is talking about a scenario that we have the ability to bring the Gula, but it's not happening. Why? This is what they were talking about. This scenario was not there, and it's not in the Rambam. They didn't formulate at that time such a scenario. You have the ability to bring it, and you're not going to be bringing it. The Rebbe is telling you, this is where we are. We have the ability, and we are not aligning with the fact that we have the ability. Align with it, and you'll start bringing it. The way the Rebbe said. Put it that we have the ability. He didn't say we have the ability today to bring the Gula. The way the Rebbe said that, we went through all of this. The Rebbe said before we had the ability from the beginning, from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We had this, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago. Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's when the Gula started. The Rebbe says it very clearly. the two sikhs, by he and Shmoyes, Rabbi explained the gula started by the churban. No, what does that make? How would you say gula started by the churban? Now, reflecting back, we look at the situation today, we can see how all of that led to the gula. So the Rebbe, when he's saying that we have the ability, didn't put it just on today. He said it's there in the Torah. So it always was there. Today we can identify with that what the Torah has given us. So therefore, go ahead and bring it. Does that answer the question or not? The Rebbe talking about a scenario which the Rambam does not address. The Rambam talking about a scenario which the Rambam does not address. Very good question. I can't say Zman. No, I cannot answer. I can't say Zman because the Rebbe says we are in Zman or Gula. So I can't. Let's see these words out. Are we in Golos or Gula? We are in Golos. Is the Gula here? Yes, it is. Is that a good answer? We're in Golos. Gula is here. Okay. Don't say that. I'll talk it out.